The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and I've been speaking to Nathan Blackmore about the new Seven Stars men's and mixed netball team.
This very much has come to me in later life. Quite a few years ago, I used to play basketball. That used to be my main sport. It's still a sport that I'm interested in, but no, very much I was brought to this sport by my wife. So no, it's only really getting involved with Fun League at the start of last year that really sort of piqued my interest. And then I was lucky enough to find the Southwest Hawks to go and play. And then that built onto having access and an opportunity to play at the 2022 Nationals. And that's really where the sort of the hook, which drew me in. So it's really gone from there.
Was it easy enough to approach EMNA and get their support in setting something like this up then?
Yeah, they were very supportive with advice and guidance. I think it's still very difficult, especially if, you know, this isn't a straightforward world to get into because it's so well established, certainly from the female side of the sport. So it's so well established, trying to create something new, especially when there are no leagues and there are no real pathways. It certainly wasn't easy. And certainly from a financial point, it's still, you know, it still has its challenging moments, as I know other clubs feel that, in trying to constantly draw in players to help enable the club to survive, really, so that you can put on those opportunities.
What's demand actually like then in the Southwest?
To be honest, now that we've sort of started the club in Worcestershire, it's been pretty good. There's been more interest than I expected, so it's better than I had hoped. And actually, we're drawing quite a few, I'd say quite a few seasoned players from sort of women's leagues, which has been really good. Which I think you need to have some seasoned players to help strengthen the team, and also to provide some support and experience for the men coming into the team, because they naturally won't have that experience necessarily that they got to come back to. You know, they're using experience of other sports and trying to then really cross over into a new sport and draw on those skills that they've gained to try and develop it into the new sport that they're learning.
Player recruitment's going okay then?
It's fairly good. I would say it's always a challenge because people have busy lives. So we're at about 18 now. And that's sort of 18 fairly consistent players, which is great, which means when it comes to training, you know, we have roughly two teams that can then sort of train together and play. So it provides a good training opportunity. But as is always the case, you know, some weeks might be lower than others because of people having, say, busy lives. So a club always needs more players. And so that's certainly something that we're trying to work very hard on, speaking to the media, trying to get local press involved to promote, because ultimately there needs to be some level of local promotion as well. And then working hard through social media, so trying to get shared across multiple platforms. So there's still a lot of work that goes in, and we're still constantly looking for new players to come and join. You know, we are the only club really within, apart from Warwick, within the Midlands. So actually it's having so few, you would expect actually there should be more, but I think it's more about getting mixed and men's understood by men, actually, that it's a really good sport to get into.
Yeah. Will we recognise any of the names in the team from Prem and from ex-Super League?
We certainly have some Stars training partners that have joined the club. So Amy Bradbury and Abby Capel have joined the club and they will be attending training sessions. So there's certainly two names, but a lot of players come from other sort of Regional One teams, anywhere from Birmingham way and down into Gloucester. So again, our catchment is quite wide, considering we've got, as I say, some players in Stratford, some that come from Birmingham way and some that come from Gloucester. So players are willing to travel. And I think what I've been quite amazed by is how players, female players that are well established in their own leagues and happy to play with that, are really interested in looking at this alternative path. Well, not alternative, this additional pathway into netball and experience of netball. because it can enhance both sides of their game. So it's been really, I've been quite amazed at how many seasoned players are really interested in taking part in this. And that's been great to see.
Tell me a little bit about how you actually took the club to Stars, or how that partnership with Stars was formed.
Because I played for the Hawks, I wanted to see how whether Worcestershire, because as I say, there was nothing really over this side, over in the sort of West Midlands, and certainly over the more west side of it, that there was just no clubs. So I wanted to establish something. And to be honest, I didn't feel I had the confidence and the knowledge. I think I look back now and realize perhaps I should have just backed myself a little bit, and actually I could have made it work. But actually having the partnership with Stars has been really good, just really to help expand or raise awareness of, yeah, of mixed netball. So I think that's the most important part. It hasn't given us advantages over other teams, not at all. But what it's been really, what I hope it to be, and what I feel it is starting to be, is a really good demonstration of the importance of this additional pathway that is offered into netball. Players well known within West Midlands and England netball. And my wife, to be honest, has both been coached and known Claire for a great many years. And after her time playing in South Africa, when she returned back and we met, that's really how my interest and my awareness of netball grew. And actually it's taken 10 years for me to really be involved in it. I think that goes to show is because I didn't have that awareness. I didn't think that men's and mixed, and actually 10 years ago, it really wasn't. But, you know, even over the last few years, it wasn't really a thing that I was aware of. So it just shows how sort of underground it's been for quite a few years. And thankfully with the establishment of EMENA and certainly nationals, because that really is the only competition we have to really all work towards, that there's at least something significant to work towards. So it's only really been that awareness that's drawn me in. So that's why after nationals, it just I became really passionate about wanting to create something in Worcestershire, and also add to the range of clubs that we had. You know, there were 12 teams that entered nationals in 22. I could easily see 20 being entered this year. I'm already aware of another 5 that have grown since. So it's a rapid growth that's occurred, and that's only through that greater awareness that men have, that this really, you know, this is a serious alternative or serious option to other male and mixed sports that people can get involved in. So yeah, with that passion, really, I went to Claire, and Claire's also got that passion for wanting to expand netball and mixed netball. So our passions aligned, really. And so she was happy to support me in using the Stars name and supporting the club in its initial phases to get off the ground. So, you know, we've been really thankful to Claire and Seven Stars for supporting us in that.
It would be really handy as well, just if every Super League team had a mixed and a men's side as well.
Oh, absolutely. That is 100%. I would love to see is it Australia 2028? So, okay, we're a few years off. Mm. But is it 28? I can't remember whether it's 28 or into 32. But certainly when it gets round to Australia, I would certainly hope that netball is the sport that they are putting forward. And I believe, and certainly a lot of people I speak to believe, the only way that is going to be accepted is if more countries obviously introduce it, which is only natural, but also there are multiple pathways into it. So you have men's, you have mixed, you have ladies. If that support grows, then absolutely there's no reason why the Olympic Committee would then turn that suggestion down, that option down, to integrate it and have it as a formal Olympic sport because of those multiple pathways. So absolutely, you know, giving support to these new pathways, really, compared to what's traditionally been there, is the way that we all get netball into the Olympics. So I think it's a fantastic thing to get behind.
Are you in conversations already for maybe doing a couple of curtain raisers for the league games?
Certainly.
Can't you tell me yet?
Certainly. I think there's certainly on the 13th of March, there is going to be, in fact, the England men's Thorns will be playing a friendly against Seven Stars on Monday, the 13th of March. So there will be an opportunity not only for people to see men's in action and the highest level of men's, but also we will then be involved in a showcase to raise awareness again that for mixed and that there is a local club. But I think also what we need to recognise. I would love it if there were regular curtain raisers from now throughout the rest of the season. But the reality is we're still very new. And I think I would probably prefer if we waited until as a team we were more established. We've already had, we played in the West Midlands mixed tournament that was really good. And I was really pleased to see West Midlands Netball organising that. Lucy did a great job Lucy Heap in organising that. But I think we need more of those. We've got another six booked in and many more plans. So I think we want to be more established so that we can provide a suitable level of challenge and to make it interesting for them to want to play us as well. So I think yes, once we've sort of established a little bit more, I mean, ultimately we are, if we just take training weeks, we're probably about 9 weeks old. So we're still in that newborn baby stage. So it's very early days.
When's your next training session?
We train every Sunday. We train every Sunday, 1 till 3. We use two bases. Our primary base at the moment is at the King's School, Worcester. That's where we use their training facilities. And then towards the end of the season, we will then move towards Worcester University and use their facilities.
Maybe someone's just heard this and might have an idea to sponsor or maybe partner with you. What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, that would be brilliant. And in fact, you've just raised a really good point, is that the challenge is in regards to sort of sponsorship. That's something that, you know, everything that we have afforded and made happen is from the dedication and really the investment that the players have made. So certainly having links with partners, sponsors would be fantastic. I certainly think it would be a great thing for a company, whether a local or national, to get involved with a mixed team and have their branding emblazoned on our kit and have that spread across social media. I think that's a great opportunity. So certainly if anyone's interested in that, they can email me at sevenstarsmixed@gmail.com.
Thank you as always for your support. Remember, if you haven't got Sky yet, the home of Super League in the UK, you can have a look on our Twitter feed for your chance to save up to £100 on your subscription.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.